beauty, they say, is in the eye of the beholder. True, our notion of who's beautiful and who's not is quite different across cultures and indeed has changed rather a lot over time. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So when you meet someone for the first time, what thoughts go through your mind? How do their physical attributes influence what you think of them? That's a confronting question, because most of us treat people quite differently depending on whether we perceive them to be good-looking or not. I live in an apartment close to a nursing home for the elderly. A lot of them are physically quite decrepit, so it's all too easy to brush by them as though they don't exist. But as you get to know them, you discover that many of them are incredible people who've lived incredible lives. I saw a picture recently of the wrinkled face of an old woman with these words, "If only our eyes saw souls instead of bodies, how very different our ideals of beauty would be." As things turn out, that's a very godly perspective. When it came to choosing a new king for Israel, God sent the prophet Samuel to a man with 8 sons. The eldest of those was Eliab. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Eliab is tall and handsome, but don't judge by things like that." God doesn't look at what people see. People judge by what's on the outside, but the Lord looks at the heart. Eliab is not the right man. Same with all the rest, until finally he came to David, the veritable runt of the litter. David became the greatest king that Israel ever had. Why? Because whilst people judge by what's on the outside, the Lord looks at the heart. That's his word fresh for you today. So often our sin is based on entrenched patterns of behavior, but the word of God has the power, is the power, to lift us up out of that. That's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.